talking wellness at Memorial Care Health System. It's time for Weekly Dose of Wellness. Here's Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to the show. You're listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell, and today's guest is Dr. Rex Winters, Medical Director, Invasive Cardiology, Memorial Care Heart and Vascular Institute at Long Beach Memorial, board certified in internal medicine, cardiology, and in interventional cardiology. Dr. Winters centers his practice on both inpatient and outpatient care while encompassing the diagnosis and treatment of coronary and peripheral vascular diseases. Welcome, Dr. Winters.
Thank you, Deborah.
Today we're going to talk a bit about valve disease and the new medical frontier, and I, for one, am looking forward to it. Let's begin at the beginning. What exactly is heart valve disease in a nutshell?
Sure. Valvular heart disease encompasses a number of cardiovascular disorders, actually, that involve the progressive deterioration of the major valves of the heart. These valves are thin tissue structures that allow the heart to segmentally move blood through the heart and lungs and into the rest of the body.
Okay, that was a great nutshell. So what are the signs and symptoms of valve disease?
Well, to some extent, it depends on which valve is affected. Mm-hmm. But they can range from fatigue to sudden cardiac death. The more common symptoms include shortness of breath, chest pain, lightheadedness, or even transient loss of consciousness.
Really? Just lightheadedness?
Yeah. Mild lightheadedness is one of the common symptoms of patients who have narrowed valves.
Now, is there a difference between lightheadedness and dizziness?
Certainly. There's a whole spectrum of neurological diseases and other types that involve vertigo and positional lightheadedness that are different from the kind of lightheadedness here. This lightheadedness is more of a very short-lived, several seconds, loss of, like you're going to pass out or be unbalanced, that is very, very transient and then resolves again within seconds.
I know with the elderly, they always ask them the question, are you dizzy or is it lightheadedness? And maybe that's why, huh?
Yeah, you know, the dizziness is a little bit different. But all these are relatively ill-defined. And certainly any patient suffering from either moderate to severe dizziness or lightheadedness should have a cardiovascular workup, not just for valvular heart disease, but there are a whole host of other disorders that involve the cardiovascular system that can be applied.
Well, that leads me to my next question. Who does valve disease typically affect?
Well, it depends on the specific valve affected and to some extent on whether the disease is congenital, patients that are born with it, or acquired. For example, one of the most common valve disorders that we face is aortic stenosis, which is a narrowing of the heart valve, that the valve that is positioned between the heart muscle and the rest of the body. Mm-hmm. And if that causes congenital, patients will typically present with those symptoms I mentioned earlier in the third or fourth decade of life, in contrast to an acquired aortic valve problem, where patients typically present over the age of 65.
When you were talking, I just put something together, or I think I might have put something together, stenosis and stent.
Yes, so very similar to, in a way, to what we've been doing with coronary artery disease and vascular disease, where there's a blockage in an artery obstructing blood flow. We've been placing stents now for decades. The newer technologies that are coming out for narrowed valves also involve these valves being placed within a stent structure and the stent placed within that valve for repair.
Now, when you talk about stent, are you talking about balloon stents or what type of stent?
Well, it depends upon the type of valve that's being placed in. We have both. We have valves that can be placed with a stent only and then a balloon used afterwards to expand the stent into its position. Okay. And we have valves that are loaded into stents that do get loaded with balloons, like you had mentioned, up front, and that's how they get positioned in those areas of damaged heart valves.
Fantastic. Can you tell me a little bit more about the treatments available at the Memorial Care Heart and Vascular Institute at Long Beach Memorial?
Sure. At the Heart and Vascular Institute at Long Beach Memorial, we not only offer standard surgical options, but have been for a while on the forefront of valve therapy with robotic valve repair and minimally invasive valve replacement. We now are moving forward specifically for aortic stenosis with an even lesser invasive approach called TAVR.
Okay, that's T-A-V-R?
T-A-V-R, TAVR.
Okay, and what is the TAVR procedure for heart valves?
So this TAVR procedure, which stands for transcatheter aortic valve replacement, is a technique that offers certain patients suffering from aortic stenosis mm-hmm. a less invasive therapy compared to the standard surgical replacement.
Okay. Less invasive meaning what's
well,
the procedure?
Well, typically, I'll just explain it to you in brief. Typically, mm-hmm. a TAVR procedure involves placing a new heart valve through specially designed catheters that are placed via a major artery in the leg, and then into the heart across the damaged valve, and then put into position with that balloon technique that you had referenced earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That heart valve is secured in place, and then all the catheters are removed. This allows us to avoid major incisions in the chest and or the use of cardiopulmonary bypass machines that both carry higher risk of infection and stroke and even death.
How new is this procedure?
It's been around in Europe and various other places outside the U.S. for a number of years. We've had FDA approval here for about 3 years now and have evolved into putting a program in place with the training and putting the physician and other allied healthcare staff team together over the last year and a half. Mm-hmm. And are getting ready to launch our program at Long Beach Memorial within the next 48 weeks in our new hybrid suite.
As a physician and as a surgeon, how exciting is the TAVR?
It's exciting because we mainly can offer patients that otherwise would have no therapy offered to them a better quality of life and to some extent lower mortality rates. There's a number of patients out there with valvular heart disease that are too high of surgical risk to even get therapy, and this procedure certainly has been proven to be very effective and better for those patients than high-risk surgical procedures.
And who's the typical TAVR patient?
So the typical TAVR patient is somebody who has a severe narrowing in the aortic valve position mm-hmm. primarily right now, and that are either higher risk for standard surgical valve repair and or not a surgical candidate at all. And they typically would be somebody who has other multi-medical problems that makes surgery a high-risk procedure and or the elderly who just can't tolerate the stress of a full standard surgical
right.
procedure.
Right. They just say, I'm not doing any more surgery.
We've heard that time and time again with our TAVR patients, but they're very happy once the TAVR is done that they can do more things with less shortness of breath and a higher quality of life.
So they go in, how are they feeling, and then how are they feeling after the TAVR?
Well, typically, specifically for this disease, this aortic stenosis that I've referenced, this is a disease that progresses over a number of years. And so patients have gotten used to working at a lower and lower activity rate and are fairly deconditioned. So they come in feeling tired and fatigued and short of breath. Mm-hmm. The TAVR procedure is a couple hours for the procedural part. Patients will stay in the hospital as little as 2 days, usually not more than five. And by the time they're home, they're actually doing things without shortness of breath with much more energy right. and feeling much better about their quality of life.
It's a happy day.
The days, not just one.
Yeah. Now, how is this hybrid suite that I've heard about helping you with patient care?
Yeah, the hybrid suite is a specially designed suite that allows us to perform either surgical or interventional procedures either individually or in combination between the surgeons and myself, interventional cardiologists, in a so-called hybrid procedure. This room is specially designed both in space and configuration as well as high-end imaging equipment to be able to do these kind of procedures and others that allow both, you know, the interventional cardiologist, the cardiothoracic surgeon, the vascular surgeons to work side by side, allowing us then to offer more definitive therapies for things such as valvular heart disease with less invasive techniques, but yet still get high-quality clinical outcomes.
Okay, so hybrid meaning more than one application, or what is hybrid?
Hybrid meaning the combination, if you will, of surgical and less invasive interventional techniques. So some mild amounts of surgery are used, for example, to get the catheters in place, but yet no major surgery is used and interventional techniques take over in order to complete the procedures like a TAVR.
I see. So it's not a traditional ER at all.
No, it's a combination of an operating room and a high-end interventional procedure suite where things like coronary stents and those things are being put in now.
awesome. It's such a brand new day, isn't it?
It's a bright day.
How long have you been doing these procedures yourself?
Well, I've been doing these procedures going on 2 years now. We've been working hard to make sure that it being a new procedure, that we've had access to actually using the device, direct patient care and procedural experience. I've worked with a number of folks here in the South End and some of my colleagues up in Los Angeles to perform now close to 100 of these procedures over the last year and a half to 2 years. And it's really been something where we feel we're finally at the point where we've gotten through all the learning curves and we're ready to offer this therapy to the patients.
Thank you so much, Dr. Winters. It's been great to have you on the program today.
Appreciate the time, and have a great day.
Thank you so much, sir.